Welcome back to Know Your Finances. I am your host, Sukesh Pai. Today, we learned what it costs approximately to put your kid through college. We also want to learn why it is important for you, the parent, to save for this expense. You might ask or wonder if your child can earn during college years and pay for the college expense themselves, or perhaps even take a student loan and pay off the loan after they graduate. These are indeed what the college students have been doing, and they are finding out the consequences the hard way. The number of students taking the student loan has gone up at an alarming rate over the years. So has the amount outstanding loan per student. Data from New York Fed estimates that the average loan balance per student is around $28,000, while the median is around $17,500. A student loan burden after graduation means that a young adult is saddled with loans they need to pay off before they make any meaningful purchases for family formation, such as buying a car, home, etc. This also delays their family formation age, which in turn delays other life events in their lives. As parents of young children, we have the opportunity to rescue our children from this future disaster. If we are able to save, we save for our children so they can go to college unburdened by student loan and graduate with no debt. A true gift a parent can provide their blossoming youth. All right, now the final question to tackle is this. What are the different ways to invest for college? You can save the money however you want. You can save it in a savings bank. Some buy a real estate property with the hope that the rental income may be sufficient to pay for college expenses. Alternatively, they could sell the rental property to get a lump sum amount for college funding. Everyone has their own preference based on their unique circumstances. Additionally, the state and the federal government provides a unique vehicle to invest for college funding. It is called the 529 plan or Qualified Tuition Plan. The plan is sponsored by the state and state agencies and is authorized by Section 529 of the Internal Revenue Code, hence the name 529. North Carolina also offers 529 plans through cfnc.org. The way the plan works is as follows. You as the parent open a 529 investment account and you deposit some amount each month. The amount is invested to buy certain funds available through that account. This is just like your 401k plan provided through your employer. The investment enjoys tax-deferred growth until distributions are taken out of the account. If the distributions or withdrawals are made for qualifying educational expenses, there is no tax owed on the gains. If the distributions are made for any other purpose that does not qualify as educational expenses, a penalty of 10% and taxes at ordinary income tax rate will be charged on those gains. There are also limits on the maximum you can invest per year, as well as a lifetime maximum. I want to point out a benefit you get by investing in a 529 plan. Let us say parent Ram starts with $10,000 in a 529 plan for his 8-year-old daughter. Let us say another parent, Krishna, starts with the same amount, $10,000, in a regular brokerage account for his son, also 8 years old. So the only difference is Ram is investing in a 529 plan, Krishna is investing in a regular brokerage account. Now, let them invest the money in the same set of funds in their respective accounts. Assume both these portfolios have the same return of 10% per year for the next 10 years. At the end of the 10 years, when their children are both 18 years and are ready to go to college, the portfolio size has grown to about $25,000. At that point, Ram, who invested in the 529 plan, has the entire $25,000 available for his daughter's college education. Whereas Krishna only has $22,600 available for his son. He has to pay the rest, $2,400, in taxes. Ram can potentially cover for all the textbooks for 4 years of college with these $2,400 saved from taxes. I have done numerous seminars on the benefit of the 529 plan. When I get to this point, I get a couple of objections from my audience. They would ask, what if my child wins a scholarship? Do I lose my assets in the plan? Or what if my child cannot make it to college? What happens then? Excellent questions. Financial planning is, after all, about planning for different scenarios and how to make appropriate choices based on the scenario one encounters. If your child wins full scholarship and you do not need to use a penny from your 529 plan, that is great. You can continue to keep the money in the plan and grow it. Perhaps your child will go for further education, such as a professional degree or a postgraduate education. The assets can be used towards those expenses. Alternatively, if you have more than one child, you can elect the change the beneficiary to the other child who needs money to go to college. Changing beneficiaries of your 529 plan is a great benefit. Not only does your immediate family members qualify, but also your nephews and nieces also qualify. You can have your grandkids as the beneficiaries as well. So there are multiple choices for you to put that asset to work. Now, the same set of options are available if your child does not want to go to college. You can change the beneficiary to someone who wants to go to college. Another good question I sometimes get is whether having 529 plan with your child as the beneficiary can cause any adverse impact if your child is also looking for financial aid. Many parents who are doing their due diligence on college funding read some materials online and have this question. When a child appears for financial aid, the FAFSA application asks for the amount of assets the child has. It also asks for the amount of assets the parents have that can be used towards the child's educational needs. A small fraction of 529 savings, less than 10% in the worst case, is what counts towards these assets. So I don't think this should be a particular reason for worry among parents. If your child is applying for merit scholarship, the assets you have may not even be relevant. To summarize, if you do not have a 529 plan for your child today, you should definitely consider it. Talk to your advisor and evaluate whether it is a good idea in your situation. As always, I would love to hear your comments and stories on how you have evaluated or put 529 plans to use in your life. I'm glad you could join us today for Know Your Finances. Call us with your questions at 919-294-4800. I look forward to catching up with you next week, same time, same place. Thanks for listening to Radio Naira, exclusively on 99.9 FM HD4, 101.9 FM, and 1490 AM. Have a great week ahead.